At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Knowing is Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you all tuning in for another episode. If you listen to this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Listen to this on my favorite audio platforms, or my favorite, the good audio platforms, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, whatever. Make sure to subscribe to it, rate it 5 stars, leave any comments, ratings, whatever. I truly appreciate you all taking the time. Appreciate all the love and support. I want to continue this series called Hey Black Man. This is episode 2. And I just want to be, just to again be reflective and understanding the importance of not only this series for, just, even though it's called Hey Black Man, this isn't just for black men alone. This is for anybody who just want to understand a different perspective. And as I mentioned before, I'm an author, I'm a counselor in training, with the goal of being a therapist in the areas of mental health and family and relationships. So I always like to talk from my experience or from different things that are important to me. And I think as a black man, I just think it's important to always express ourselves, something that we don't always get the opportunity to do. And I want to do it in a way that's not only healthy, but informative. So that's kind of the whole point of this series. And so the second episode of this series, I wanted to talk about purpose and what exactly is purpose. One of my favorite books is The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida. I have mentioned him in my previous content over the years of podcasting, but I think with this particular series, I think it's important for us to really understand what does it mean to be in our purpose. And it's one of the sections in the first part of the book, and it's chapter 7, or I guess day 7, and it talks about your purpose must come before your relationship. And it says that every man knows that his highest purpose in life cannot be reduced to any particular relationship. If a man prioritizes his relationship over his highest purpose, he weakens himself and disservices the universe and cheats of his woman of an authentic man who can offer her a full, undivided presence. That's a lot to unpack, because, you know, I think what is important for us to recognize, or for us to really think about, is that most of us don't necessarily know what we want to do today. So what is it about a man being driven in his purpose? What does that mean? And I am talking from my thoughts of what I think. I do not know the answer to this, because I am somebody who is constantly seeking his own purpose in life and always finding new ways to be better and do better. But I do think that men and women, but I can only speak from a man's perspective, that men are wired based off of finding fulfillment on the things that they are meant to do. Now, how do you find your purpose? I feel like you go through that as life goes on. I don't really think there's a singular way to understand your purpose, but I think, you know, as a black man, my experiences of what comes with purpose is often centered around worldly pleasures, and I'm not trying to come off as a overly religious person, but I think it's the truth. You think what is, unfortunately, that's been used for men growing up, or worldly pleasures. You know, one of the truths that we need to discuss is how a lot of kids are kind of talked about, you know, the information of like the concept of sex is being presented to young people at an early age, and especially as young males, you know, sexual domination for some odd reason is viewed as a badge of honor. And I can remember growing up vividly how much of that was often talked about in spaces as a form of, you know, understanding who we are and trying to create a name for ourselves. I can talk about sports, and that's kind of being a thing. You can talk about money, again, these worldly pleasures. And while these things have importance to our human experience, it does not necessarily mean that these are what we are meant to do as people, right? They're just singular aspects to our human experience. And so I think our purpose comes clear when it comes natural. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned. I think when I was, you know, reflecting on my next steps in life, being a therapist and counseling was always something that was natural to me, helping people out, wanting to have those conversations, wanting to understand people more, the psychology of the human mind, but also understanding the need that comes with that. There's a need in wanting to help others, and there's also a need when it comes to representation. How many people can say that they know a Black therapist or a therapist of color, let alone a male counselor in training or a male therapist? You know, like, how many people can sit around and actually say that? It's kind of taboo, and I don't use that as a clutch of understanding the advantages I may have when it comes to being marketable when it's my time to actually be a therapist. But I think it's just important to understand that we all have a purpose in this life, and rather we think that it has to be based off of entertainment or athletics is the only route, I would be remiss to say that that's not the case. You know, I think there's a lot that we can offer into the world, and we can provide service to the world and be very successful at it if we really dive deep into our purpose. And I think the two main things we have to understand when it comes to our purpose is that, again, first, purpose is dynamic, right? It changes as we goes on. But two, we have to understand, what is it that steers us away from our purpose? You know what I mean? Like, what is it that distracts us from our purpose? And again, it's really understanding the sense of the pleasures around us. Everything around us is so temporary, and we're constantly chasing it, we're constantly seeking it, we're constantly trying to fulfill these small moments of energy and happiness and serotonin that aren't really authentic to make ourselves feel better. But our purpose is something that you constantly seek for as you just go through life. You know, it's not something that just happens overnight. Sometimes we find our purpose in our darkest times, and I think that's what happened with me. I think some of my darkest times, the moments where I've had the biggest questions in life, is when I found it. And I think when I go to those darker places, I have an ability to reflect and have an inward understanding of why is it that I'm going through these things, to provide something for somebody else. And hopefully that information can be a beacon of light for them, and hopefully a beacon of information to make them better, but also creating a sense of fulfillment that I feel like that I am meant to help people in this world. And I think it's hard to navigate through that when a lot of our success is often glamorized by numbers, it's glamorized with money, it's glamorized with a certain lifestyle. And I think, as much as I think we'd like to talk about money isn't everything, it is, right? It's a faculty to create a potential sense of ease and comfort. And unfortunately, it's been used as a networking and value piece to how people view you in some weird way. Now, granted, that's more of a worldly, westernized type of concept, but it's the truth. People who have more money are often portrayed in a different way. There's a different level of success and respect and idolization that people strive for. And again, I think it's just what money can bring into our lives. But I would guarantee that most of those people would say that the biggest thrill isn't the money. It is the purpose that brings, the purpose that they have in their life that brings out that money, right? You know, you can have all the money in the world, and if you have no purpose behind it, at some point you can buy everything. It's not going to mean anything at all. It's not going to mean absolutely anything. And I think that's when I kind of, that mindset for me shifted about maybe 2 years ago. Again, I think money is important. I'm not saying I'm not striving to have money. I just think that to obtain money alone and selfishly think of all the things I can do with it takes away the whole purpose of why I want to obtain money in the first place. Our biggest hopes and desires and fulfillment in our life doesn't come from obtaining anything for self. It's providing the moments and experiences and ideas or items for others and share it with other people. I think as men, sometimes our need to conquest things is great, but the truth is that we can't do it alone. We can't share any of these experiences alone. We shouldn't be selfish in our conquest either, because there's so many people that got us to this point. And I think we have to break away from the ideology of being a self-made man, because it's just not true. Somebody helped you along the way to get you to that point in your life to be better, to elevate yourself. Unless you came from a trust fund, the idea that you did it by yourself isn't true. I understand we get it out the mud and we work hard and we grind, but somebody gave you an opportunity to elevate. Somebody poured into you in some way, right? It was a family member, it could have been a significant other, it could have been a brother, it could have been a sister. Somebody helped you out and they saw something in you to make you better. But our purpose comes from seeking, it comes from trying, it comes from creating, it comes from doing. And it comes from just bettering ourselves as people to like recognize why we do it in the first place. So don't forget that your purpose doesn't come from any worldly obsession. It doesn't come from any worldly entertainment. It doesn't come from distractions. It comes from seeking within and using it as a service to better other people. More importantly, better yourself to better other people. And the moment we recognize that and we live in a state of being selfless, the more successful we will be, and not only in our life, but also fulfilling our purpose. Because again, as a man, the way to really be the way to live a real fulfilled life is through our purpose. It isn't through these small moments of entertainment, it is through finding the moments of fulfillment and service. So keep that in mind as you go through your journey. As always, I appreciate you all. Make sure to subscribe to the pod on your favorite audio platform. Again, something simple and sweet, but just remember, man, your purpose is everything. A man who isn't driven in his purpose is a man who doesn't know who he is. Never forget that. As always, I appreciate you all. Subscribe to the pod on your favorite audio platform. Keep me on YouTube, TikTok, Threads, whatever. Love you all, man. Until next time, peace.